History was made at the Grammy Awards last night.
Beyoncé added 4 more trophies to her collection, bringing her to a record-breaking 32. She won the extra 4 for her album Renaissance, but did not win the most prestigious award, Album of the Year.
NPR's Manolit Del Barco is here to explain what happened. Let's start, Manolit, with Beyoncé. What happened?
Yeah, well, with Renaissance, Beyoncé is now the Recording Academy's GOAT, the greatest of all time.
I'd like to thank the queer community for your love and for inventing this genre. God bless you. Thank you so much to the Grammys. Thank you.
But, you know, the night was bittersweet for Beyoncé. She didn't win any of the big awards, record, album, or song of the year. And Beyoncé fans will tell you that the Grammys have perpetually snubbed her, even as she's racked up these smaller awards.
So who did get those awards?
Well, Adele's Easy on Me won for Best Pop Solo Performance, and Album of the Year went to Harry Styles for Harry's House. And everything gets in the way. And Record of the Year went to Lizzo for About Damn Time. She dedicated her Grammy to Prince, and she gave a shout-out to Beyoncé.
It's almost like Harry Styles lives in my car, as often as I've heard that song. So what were the biggest surprises?
Well, Song of the Year, which most people had expected to go to Adele or Beyoncé or even Taylor Swift, instead it went to Bonnie Raitt, and that was for a song she wrote inspired by the late singer John Prine. She looked totally flabbergasted, standing with her mouth open for the longest time before she accepted her songwriter award. Best New Artist went to 23-year-old jazz vocalist Samara Joy, and Jay Ivey, who I profiled for NPR, he won the Best Spoken Word Poetry Album Grammy, the first ever. And actress Viola Davis, she won for the audiobook of her memoir. And so she's now an EGOT, winning an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Now, the live performances at the Grammys are usually stuff that everyone talks about the next day. So any standouts this year?
Yes, there were. The Grammys are celebrating 50 years of hip-hop this year, a global phenomenon that started when DJ Kool Herc was breaking beats on Central Avenue in the Bronx. LL Cool J introduced producer Andre Young, known as Dr. Dre. He inaugurated the Grammy's new Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, and he accepted the honor by honoring pioneers of hip-hop.
It started with a song called The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. Yeah. Scratching and mixing on the turntable.
Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. Grandmaster Flash himself took the stage with Run-DMC, Public Enemy, Queen Latifah, Salt-N-Pepa, Busta Rhymes, all these OG hip-hop heads and newer ones. For those of us who grew up in the earlier days of New York hip-hop, it was such a nostalgic treat seeing them rocking the mic with MCs scratching the turntables, with B-boys dancing, the tracksuits, the suitcase-sized boomboxes. You know, back in the day, the Grammys didn't respect hip-hop, so this felt like a real moment, you know?
Yeah, it only took 40 years. That's NPR culture correspondent Manolit Del Barco. Yeah, 50. Manolit Del Barco, thanks.
Sure.